Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In some of his harshest remarks yet about Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, President Obama said today the party nominee is unfit and woefully unprepared to serve in the White House. Obama noting some key Republicans have already pulled their support in light of the candidate's recent remarks.
This isn't a situation where you have an episodic gaffe. This is daily and weekly where they are distancing themselves from statements he's making. There has to be a point at which you say, this is not somebody I can support for President of the United States.
Obama questioned disparaging remarks Trump made about the parents of a Muslim couple whose son died while serving in the U.S. Army in Iraq. Trump, meanwhile, raised eyebrows today when he accepted a Purple Heart given to him by a supporter at a Virginia rally saying, quote, he'd always wanted one. This was much easier. At least 22 people were killed, more than two dozen others wounded in a car bombing targeting Libyan troops in the eastern city of Benghazi. NPR's Leila Fadel reports a coalition of Islamist militias has claimed responsibility.
The bombing happened in the El Kawasha district of Benghazi. It's a front line of fighting between forces loyal to a Libyan general, Khalifa Haftar, who's waging his own battle against Islamic militias trying to keep a foothold in the city. The two sides have been battling for some 2 years, and Haftar has vowed to cleanse the city of the militias. The attack comes a day after the United States started airstrikes in the central city of Sirte against ISIS targets. Since the 2011 uprising against Muammar Gaddafi, the country has become lawless and chaotic, with armed militias and competing governments trying to take control as extremists thrive in the power vacuum. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
The head of the nation's largest police force is stepping down. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, William Bratton is resigning as commissioner of the New York Police Department.
William Bratton is one of the most recognizable names in American policing. He served as NYPD commissioner twice. During his first stint in the 1990s, he was credited with helping bring down high crime rates. Since returning in 2014, Bratton focused on easing tensions between police and communities of color, but admits there is more work to be done.
I'm leaving with reluctance. I wish I had more time to stay around for 3 or 4 years to work on the issues that are going to take that long to straighten out. I don't have that type of time.
Bratton is 68 years old. He'll step down next month to take a job in the private sector. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Hot weather and softening demand are being blamed for a fall off in auto sales last month by many of the major U.S. manufacturers. GM and Ford both saw sales slip by 2% and 3% respectively. Sales were also down to Toyota and Volkswagen. Volkswagen saw an especially big decline as it deals with fallout from an ongoing scandal over diesel emissions testing. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 90 points. You're listening to NPR. The 10 members of an Olympic team made up entirely of refugees received a standing ovation today when they were introduced at the International Olympic Committee's General Assembly meeting. IOC President Thomas Bach saying the ultimate goal of the refugee team is that we won't need one anymore. Bach embraced athletes from Syria, South Sudan, Congo, and Ethiopia, giving a big hug to the delegation leader, former Olympian Tegla Lerope from Kenya. Philadelphia's chapter of SNAP, which stands for Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests, has mixed feelings about Monsignor William Lynn's release from prison today. Member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Aaron Moselle, reports Lynn was the first Catholic Church official to be convicted of covering up clergy sex abuse.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court wiped out Lynn's 2012 sentence last week, agreeing with a lower court ruling that said jurors were prejudiced by hearing about abuse unrelated to Lynn's actions. Karen Polliser is volunteer director of SNAP's Philadelphia chapter.
We would prefer that he was still in jail and serving the rest of his time, keeping the children and the archdiocese safe, but we're trying to remember that he did serve time and did show that anyone who does anything to harm children will pay the price.
Lynn served nearly 3 years of a 3 to 6 year sentence. Philadelphia's district attorney intends to retry Lynn next year. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Moselle in Philadelphia.
Crude oil futures prices continue their downward slide, oil closing below $40 a barrel today at $39.51 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.